I'm Master at Life and Weight Loss Coach, Jillian Lama, and you're listening to the Body You Crave podcast, where you'll learn how to end emotional eating, lose excess weight, and feel amazing in your body. No cheating required. Keep listening, and I'll show you how. Hey, hey, welcome back. All right. So today is another episode that is just going to be free flowing and like stream of consciousness. So I was listening to a podcast and it was a replay of a coaching for a group that I'm a part of. And one of my goals this year has been to take action, especially when I feel inspired. But when that moment strikes, to not put it down, but to actually do the thing. And so I was unloading from the weekend and unpacking and making dinner, and the little guy is asleep. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to pause here and I'm going to go and record this episode. Because one of the most important things that I have found for clients and for myself is cultivating a sense of pride. And I feel like so often we can get hung up on feeling motivated and excited to hit our goals. But really, what gets us from the status quo up to when we're in the zone and taking action and doing it consistently is actually a level of commitment and committed to our process, committed to our action, committed to our goals, committed to not giving up on ourselves. And within that, what helps to really strengthen our commitment is to find this feeling of pride, deep pride and deep satisfaction in yourself, and especially in how far you've come. And so a lot of times I'll ask clients, like, how often are you feeling proud about X, Y, or Z? How often do you feel proud for trying something new? How often do you feel proud of trying past diets, even if they didn't work out and you weren't able to keep the weight off? How proud are you of yourself today for noticing overeating but not binging? And a lot of times we can have this thought of what I'm doing isn't good enough, or I only get to feel proud of myself once I've hit this end goal. And so very few people are actually telling themselves on a daily basis that they're proud of themselves. And I know for me, there was a time when I looked in the mirror. It was this spring. It was probably around 4 or 5 months ago. I looked in the mirror and I started to tear up. I started to cry because I just kept thinking, I am so proud of you, Jillian. I know this has been really hard. I know this feels tough at times. I know you can feel alone at times, but you are doing incredible things. And I am so proud of you. I'm so proud of you for breaking cycles. I'm so proud of you for being willing to go first and leave a marriage that was not serving either of you. I'm so proud of you for continuing to keep going in this business and to keep helping and serving people. I am so proud of you for not turning to food and alcohol as much as you could have been. And there are still times when I emotionally eat. There are still times when I emotionally drink. I catch it sooner. And the amount that I'm eating or drinking is so much less than it has been in the past. It's not something that I'm going back to. In fact, and I think I've mentioned this before, it's like I was buffering by dating. I was buffering in other ways, but it wasn't with food. It wasn't with alcohol. And so really, it's like cultivating this sense of pride is what helps us to stay focused. And the only, I don't want to say the only way, one of the key ways that we can feel proud of ourselves is to look at how far we've come, not how far we have to go until we hit the goal. Because I think a lot of times we can get caught up in, I still have this much weight to lose. I still have to break this habit. I still keep binging, or I still keep emotionally eating, but we're making progress. And so it's recognizing and feeling good. And for you, maybe it's a different emotion, but I feel like pride is just one of those things that hits home. It's something that sometimes we can withhold from ourselves. It's something that we keep for the once we get there, once we hit the total end goal, when it's like somewhere over there in the end result, then we get to feel proud of ourselves, when really that's what we want to feel now. That's what we long for. That's what we crave, is to feel good about ourselves, to appreciate the work that we're putting in, especially the mental and emotional work that we're putting in, because this is what very few people are willing to do. And this is so important when moving forward, when it comes to actually hitting your goals. And so if you want to go from your past status quo to creating a new status quo that's a little bit higher, that's more in the zone, that's more in line with the lifestyle and the actions that you want to be taking, we have to be willing to feel proud on the way. We have to be willing to talk nice to ourselves on the way. That's how we stay committed. That's how we stay on track. That's how we get back on track when we've fallen off. And we can even look at it as, okay, last time I fell off track for about 6 weeks. This time I'm getting back on track after about 6 days, right? Like we can look at and see huge improvements when we're not expecting ourselves to be perfect, when we don't have these unrealistic expectations. This is what's important. This is what will sustain you. And it's a simple, I feel like, emotion. I feel like it's a simple process. And yet so often when I ask people if they're doing it, they're like, no, never. I'll ask a client, like, have you been telling yourself how proud you are for being willing to take this next step in your journey? Or how proud you are for how you've showed up in these divorce negotiations? Or how proud you are for being willing to stand up to a boss, or even just to set better boundaries with family members? And a lot of times they're like, no, I didn't even think of that. Like it doesn't even cross our mind. And so we have to start praising and validating the work that we are doing now, the progress, the accomplishments, because when we feel good about the progress, when we are noticing the progress every day, every week, every month, even though we're not perfect, even though we haven't hit that final goal, we stay committed. We keep that fire under us and we keep going. And that's what you need in order to be successful. We don't need these fleeting moments of motivation. We don't need some like spicy pep talk, because that might last for about 30 minutes and then it all goes out the window. And so this is where we start to retrain and rewire our brain and our habits. And part of that is through emotional resiliency. Part of that is no matter what comes our way, no matter what circumstances we're facing, no matter what emotions are coming up, we know and we trust that we can handle them. And we are willing to allow them, feel them, to feel them all the way through, and to not be in a hurry, to not be in a rush to get out of them or to escape, and to notice and recognize when we keep trying to escape into something else, when we keep using food or shopping or dating, or maybe it's TV or some other thing, when we keep using this other thing to try to escape the emotions, even if it's for 5 minutes, but just to allow it. And I think so often we get so afraid that if we allow the emotion, there's this thought of, I'm never going to come back. I have to fight it. I have to push it down, because if I don't, it's just going to consume me and eat me alive. And I'm not going to be able to come back from it. We live in the world of all or nothing. Do you hear that? Do you hear how extreme that kind of thinking is? It's, I can't feel any of this, because if I do, I'm going to fall into this pit and there is no way out. It's the same all or nothing thinking we get into with diets. And so it's really critical that we, again, remember this concept of how we do one thing is how we do everything. And it doesn't mean that every single little thing is nuanced like that, but we can start to see it and how it shows up in so many different areas of our life. And we don't have to feel ashamed or regretful or guilty or bad about ourselves, because we keep learning the same lesson at deeper levels. This is what it's all about. This is what it means to put it all together. And I guarantee, if you start writing down 3 things you are proud of yourself for every day, and you track it on one piece of paper, in one notebook, on one Google Doc, on one page, on one Word doc, whatever it is, track it for a month and you will blow your mind, because you will come up with all of these things to feel good about. And on your worst days, when you're struggling, when you have a moment where you are in the messy middle, you go back to that page and you look at it. And that is how you recultivate, or you cultivate again, that sense of pride and self-trust and self-admiration, and knowing you are doing a really good job. You are breaking patterns. You are breaking cycles. You are doing things that very few people are willing to do. When it comes to weight loss, most people are just looking at, well, just tell me what to eat. Just tell me the ratio of exercise that I should be doing. tell me how much I should be lifting and how much cardio I should do. So I'm doing these workshops at a gym that I teach group fitness at. And it's called Ditch the Diet. And it's really around habits and mindset and how our brain works. And part of it is around food and emotional eating. And I talked about like body composition. We're going to talk about why you don't see the results in the gym that you're looking for. And she was like, are you going to tell us how much cardio versus weightlifting we should be doing? I started to answer her. And then as I thought about it, I was like, no, actually, I'm not at all. That is not what matters. If you want to see a change in your body composition, number one, 75% of it is going to come from what you put in your mouth, not what you do in the gym. Now, the remaining 25% of that composition is going to come from a combination of exercise, sleep, water, and stress. Okay? So the composition part, when it comes to the gym, is like 5, maybe 10%. Maybe. I'm going to go for most of us, it's going to be around 5%. Not to mention how much lifting versus cardio you personally need to do is like having some blanket statement for how many calories any one individual should eat, how many macros any one person should eat. It's everybody's different and everybody's unique needs are going to change day to day, week to week. This is why I don't recommend that you have to follow some kind of calorie counting or some kind of macros. Some people feel really good staying within a certain range. Or they know, okay, I want to keep my carbs to around 100 grams, or I want to make sure that I'm eating enough. I want to make sure I keep this range in calories and not go too low, not dip too low. But everybody's different. And day to day, your body is going to need different things, which is why I teach you eat when you're hungry and stop when you're satisfied. You should not spend your entire day feeling hungry. If you are, then we need to play with what you're eating or how much so that you do feel satisfied. It doesn't like there's not a one size fits all formula. And as I was like rambling in my answer, trying to spit something out because I hadn't really thought about it. And I should have just said no, like just flat out. Nope, that's not on the curriculum anywhere. What we will do is take a high level look at things. We will look at the range and the ratio of cardio and weightlifting and food and emotional eating and these other pieces. But it's, I think so often we get focused on the wrong things versus what's really important and what really matters. Feeling proud of yourself, feeling proud of your willingness to start something new, proud of your willingness to try again, proud of your willingness to do the deeper emotional work, proud of your willingness to show up when you've had a week where you just said fuck it the entire time and you're ready to get back on track. This is what matters. But we need to cultivate this sense of pride. The other thing that I was thinking about was this concept of breakthrough. I've had clients over the past few weeks that have had really amazing breakthroughs and epiphanies and this really like deep awareness of some of the patterns that they have been in and how to break them. And I think it's important to note that when we have these kinds of breakthroughs, it's often because there's an obstacle, there's some kind of challenge, there is something that's not working right, right? In order to break through something, there has to be an obstacle. There has to be something that's in your way. And so one of the things that I have been doing and focused on is living in my own breakthrough and working on myself and working on my own things and the issues that I notice coming up, which last week I know I talked about people pleasing. That's one of the big ones that's come up. Perfectionism is another big one. Boundaries, saying no, things like that. And the more that I do that, the more like the better and better that I get. But I have to hit obstacles. I have to have challenges if I'm going to break through them. I think sometimes we can get bogged down in feeling like, well, I'm not far enough along, or I'm not making the progress I want to see, or I just feel like life is really messy or chaotic, or we feel like things aren't going well or they aren't going perfectly. And that's normal. That is life. And that's what we should be expecting, is that life is not always going to be magical unicorns and rainbows, or it's not even, 80% of the time going to be that way. It's a 50-50 balance. And the key, though, is that we are learning from it. And when we are learning from those obstacles and those challenges, that's when we break through them. And we're going to get deeper and deeper. And I was thinking of this concept. I don't know if I shared it on the last episode. I think I may have, which I still need to edit that one. So I can't fully remember now, of course. But it's like we're always moving. We're always moving the dirt. I can't remember now. There's a company or like a program that talks about moving the dirt. My best friend will kill me because she'll be like, she knows what it is. I got it from her. But it's like we're always moving the dirt. Some days it's with a shovel. Some days it's with a spoon. We are always moving it, and we're always getting deeper and deeper into more self-awareness, into understanding our habits and our patterns, about breaking the cycles that we no longer want to keep and stepping into new ones. And if you want to live in this breakthrough, it means that we have to be willing to learn from it. We have to be able to look at it and evaluate and assess. We need to be curious and compassionate with ourselves. We have to leave the shame, blame, and judgment behind. This is one of the things that I bring that I think few weight loss people and programs actually bring to the table, are simple steps like this. And this is what I teach you when you become a client. So I have a new way of working with me. It's in a group setting. So instead of just one-on-one, we meet as a group. So there's a variety of people who will come together on the call. I'll coach 3 to 4 people within an hour. And you have different times that you'll be available to show up and get coaching and get the help and support that you need. This is an opportunity to get access to me and to work on your overeating or emotional eating or binging habit, to work on all of the things that drive that, because we don't eat in a vacuum. So we're still going to get coached on all the life aspects, but at about half the rate. So to work with me one-on-one right now is $3,500 for 6 months, or 6 monthly payments of $600. To work with me in the group is going to be $2,000, or 7 monthly payments of $300 a month. So it's roughly 42% less expensive. So if money has been something that has held you back from pursuing coaching, pursuing working with me, getting the help and support that you need around emotional eating or binging, then I would love to work with you. You can schedule a free consultation at www.bodyyoucrave.com/schedule. And if you have any questions about this, we can talk through and see what the best fit is for you. For some people, you may not know what you want to do. But for others, if you know you want the group, you can always send me an email, jillian@jillianlama.com. And if you're on my email list, just reply back to any of the emails that I send. And you can say, hey, I would love to join the group. Send me a link. Let's get started. I'm ready. Let's do this. And we can skip the whole consultation process. It's not mandatory. It's just there to answer any questions and make sure that you feel confident and safe and like, yes, this is exactly what I want. This is what I need. If there's any questions, any hesitation, any uncertainties about if this is right for you, if this is something that I can help you with, then let's get on a call and let's explore that and find out. And if I'm not the best fit for you, I likely know somebody who is. I likely can refer you to any number of my colleagues. This is all about helping you get the help and support that you need in a way and at a price point that works for you and your lifestyle and your budget. So the group kicks off September 8th, and we're going to run for 6 months. So it goes until March 1st, and it's going to be so fun. I don't have all the details. Part of this is going to be like play as we go, and there are going to be some surprises and bonuses along the way. But if you sign up before the end of August, so before September 1st, if you're like, hell yeah, I'm in, I'm also going to bonus you a private one-on-one coaching session to jumpstart you in the group and to make sure that you feel solid and certain about what you're doing and getting going. If you'd like some help with this, schedule a call or simply email me and let me know that you're in. All right, this is the time to get the support. Let's start now. Let's start in September, and we have 4 months throughout the rest of the year to really crush it. And you'll get help and support during one of the most challenging times for people when it comes to emotional eating and binging, which is the holiday season. And then you're going to head into the new year already losing weight, already having a system, already managing your habits. And when January and February roll around, it's just going to be smooth sailing. It's going to be building off of that consistency that you've already put into place. All right, I'm going to keep this on the little bit shorter end. So questions, comments, fears, regrets, send me a message, reach out, and let's chat. All right, y'all. I hope you have a fabulous week. Here's to creating the life and body you crave.
If you like this episode, then you'll love my free virtual workshop, 5 Keys to End Emotional Eating and Lose Excess Weight for Life. You'll learn the counterintuitive reason why all your attempts to restrict food over the years has actually led to weight gain, and the mental switch you need to flick that'll have you dropping pounds without sacrificing wine, carbs, or the food you love. Get all the details at bodyyoucrave.com.